What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And your girl, Manna B, tap in.
Chill.
Chill.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursday. Hope all is well. Myself and Ms. Vanna B will be discussing all things first date related, from which place we should go for our first date, which place we should not go for our first date, our good and bad first date experiences, and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show, and you are listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off City Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is your girl, Vanna B, and you're kicking it and listening to my boy on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for another episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. And of course, it wouldn't be no date night talk about my co-host. You know, good friend, always a friend person to do the episode with. We got Ms. Vanna B in the building.
Hey y'all, I missed y'all. We missed you guys so much. So this is going to be a really fun episode. I hope everyone is having a good, what are we, 3 months into the new year? Well, almost 3 months because it's about to be March. So I hope, you know, you guys are doing good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first thing for Happy New Year.
Yes, definitely, right?
We definitely haven't done an episode in a while.
But yeah. So Happy New Year, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day for the world.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, since we're on that, let's start with that first. How was your Valentine's Day? Let's start with that.
Truth be told, so I had a FaceTime Valentine's date just because I had some stuff going on, some personal things. But it wasn't. But I've never been that person though, or that female that's like, oh my God, we have to do something. One, I just feel like everything is overpriced for no reason. Everybody's outside. Restaurants are too crowded, and I don't like that. I'd rather be with my person in the house, watching TV, like for the Chinese food, get a nice bottle of wine and chill. And when they give you some flowers, that's beautiful and fine. But you don't have to be extravagant for me. If you choose to, you know, I appreciate it. But I've just never been, and I've had it done. I'm just like, I just didn't like the, yeah. What about you?
Well, Valentine's Day was just normal day. There you go.
Right? Normal day in the books for us.
Yeah, there you go. But before we get to the main topic and stuff, how have you been? Because it's been a while. Any life update? How you been? Just in general, how you been?
You know, I'm trying to think the last time we had an episode, that was last year. So I think anything changed. You know, just striving for greatness. You know, of course, putting myself, my health, my family, God first. Still in these single streets, per se. I don't know what to call it, and maybe y'all can help me later. But yeah, I just really been focusing on me. Your girl's been in the gym. Not even on some like trying to lose weight. I mean, it's happening, and I have been making lifestyle choices and changes. But it's also like a good time for me to get myself together, my mental. So that's been my thing. Because I ain't gonna lie, I think Thanksgiving and Christmas threw everybody off, and I was like, whoa. I was like, wait a minute. But yeah, and just looking, like this year has started off kind of rocky, But, you know, I know God has some amazing things in store for me, and I'm just putting positivity in the universe. What about you?
You know, I've been all right, you know, just staying focused, you know, just, you know, living life the best way I can, staying positive. You know, this year so far is off to a cool start, but I know it's going to get better. I'm looking forward to things getting better, you know. And yeah, there you go. I've just been focused, you know, the show and everything else, and getting my personal life in order, you know, that's pretty much.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, you know, before we get to the main topic, we got a question of the day.
So, oh, I hope it's not spicy.
well, it's a little simple. So my question of the day is, if you had a revolution, have you been sticking to it?
A New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
So I would say yes and no. But more so on a yes side, I've been learning how to say no more often, which is putting me first, and it's actually making me feel better and really just really taking care of me. I think that by nature, I'm a nurturer. And so I always want to make sure everyone around me is good, whether it's my family, my friends, the type of work I do and things of that nature. And I realize I can't be the best me if I don't pour into me and take care of myself. And so that's something that I've definitely been putting forward. So again, the gym has been really helpful. Sometimes it's going out, taking a walk, just having like an hour of just peace and meditation. I've been doing yoga and things of that nature. And also I'm like, which is kind of funny as the topic we're going to have tonight, it's like dating myself and really getting to know who I am. Because I realized the person that I was, we grow and change every year. But I think the person that I am now, I wasn't that person last year, you know, and just kind of looking at, you know, different things that transpired within the year, especially probably for me, like the last 6 to 8 months of my life, and just really getting to know me and knowing who I am and knowing what I enjoy and knowing what I like and things of that nature. So, and it's really good to rediscover yourself, you know, there's nothing wrong with growth and elevation and changes.
No, that's good, yeah. And I'm happy that, you know, you learned to love yourself and you're doing amazing things right now. I'm happy that you stick to the revolution that you do have. So keep going, Ms. Fonda. Keep going.
Thank you.
For me, you know, I don't, you know, I don't do your revolution like that no more, but instead of revolution, I just say my goals. And I still stick to most of it, yeah. Everything pretty much been the same, you know. I pretty much been going out more now. I've been trying to get myself back in the public again. So that's been a start of the progress. And I know I haven't done everything yet, because I know everything will happen more later down the line this year. I pretty much take a baby steps on everything that I do. And also, you know, been, you know, loving myself and stuff like that. But I'm actually open to get back in the game. I'm actually open to get back in the game. Yeah, they not took exclusive.
So we know what that means. We're gonna have to come with something for the next season. You know, we're gonna have the date night with Ken. You know, or something.
We see what happens.
But I will say there is one New Year's resolution that I do have that I feel like I've kind of been inspired. Just with, you know, us working on this show with each other and me co-hosting with your other show in the past. Yeah. So it's something very small. And like, I've been saying I want to do it just because I feel like I can start like really branding and so on and so forth. So once it's officially done, friend, you'll know first. And it's going to be something small and simple. But this is something I'm like, you know what? I kind of see what I can do. So once it's officially done and in the universe, I will tell you first, friend. And then I guess it's something simple. It's so simple. Like, if I was to say, y'all gonna be like, really? But to me, it's like, you know what? I feel like with the different things that I've made a vision board and manifestation and things that I want to do that really make me happy. Taking this one step forward would definitely help with that. So I'm working on something. Nothing drastic, y'all. Nothing drastic.
Oh, nice. Hold on. Is it what I think it is?
No, it's not. I think that's gonna come later, but it's just something simple, like really making Vanna B official. So I'm gonna put that.
Oh, in
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, so I officially want to make it. Because I've been really like pushing. Yeah, so I want to make Vanna B official because Vanna B is me. She is I is she. And so it's mine. And so I'm working on getting that done. And then I can kind of start moving with other little pieces that I want to do and work on. But yeah.
Well, you ain't
I want to get back into hair stuff and things of that nature. So, but yeah, but I want to make Vanna be official. So that's what I'm working on. So if you can read between the lines, if you know, then you know. It's nothing crazy, y'all. But
that's good. No, that's a good start. And you know, like I said, I'm happy for you. And you know, I'm behind you all the way. And yeah, let's get it. 2024.
Yes.
That's the amazing thing for all of us is for 2024.
That's, definitely.
Yeah. So now it's time for the main event.
And oh, Lord Jesus.
And today's main event is first dates. You know, of course, in the past, we talk about dating as a whole. But this time, we just talk about strictly first dates. And I was inspired by the topic. Well, I'm going to get into that a little later. But I was inspired by the topic. But my first question to you, Ms. Bonner, but what is your meaning of a first date?
I think your first date is like your initial, like getting to really sit, depending on what you're doing, but really get some time with that person and really see them. Like sometimes you might meet somebody, whether you're out at Target or Starbucks, and I go, or so on and so forth, and you meet someone and you guys can text, y'all can talk for hours, and you can have amazing chemistry. But I also feel like it's a time for you to physically be in front of that person. I mean, obviously, the COVID time was different. We had to be creative with FaceTime, but now we're in a different era. But I think it's really trying to figure out if you have that chemistry with that person. And it's not even about being physically attracted to them, but it's just like, wow, if we're together, like, we can just, you know, vibe out. And I think sometimes, Pete, and maybe if I'm jumping the fence, let me know, friend, and bring me back in. Like, I think sometimes people utilize first dates like, we automatically have to have chemistry. We automatically have to like each other. But you're also filling this person out. It's almost like how you're building a friendship. You know, I think some people think a first date automatically has to be, oh, we have to go together, or things of that nature. Obviously, that conversation will come in later dates. But it's like, oh, can we like, you know, be cool and hang out and have fun?
Yeah. No, how I look at a first date, I look at it as an interview where you basically get to know the person and see if they is a fit to come into your life, or if you want to see something in that person. So,
you know, I'm gonna rebuttal that because I do feel that way, but I also feel like when you're dating someone, especially on your first date, it's almost like you know, like you're in school, you're gonna be on your best behavior. You know, well, for the most part, some people definitely will come. Like, I feel like sometimes as first dates, you know, people show up as their representative and not who they are. And I think that's in any relationship.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's definitely true, too.
You know? So I think sometimes, so it's kind of difficult because first dates can be a hit or miss.
That's a fact.
You know? Because I could, like, our first date can be beautiful and then we in a relationship and 6 months later, I'm like, you are not who you are. 3 months ago, Daquan. I don't know why I said Daquan. I don't know when that came out. I'm sorry. I have no filter some days. But yeah. But you know, it could definitely be a hit or miss.
I think your meaning was more of the closest. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I would say more of my meaning, which is like I said, meeting somebody. You know, like in an interview, get to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty much seeing. Doing the first date if y'all vibing together, which is true.
If you fit the company, like
exactly. But also you're right too though, because sometimes people show their representative. Like if we go to a job interview, we put on the shirt and tie or your dress and skirt looking nice, and they hire you, but they don't really know how you work, and that's happening down the line.
Wake it up. As they say, wake it up.
So now So now, coming from our first date, Bonda, give us your a good first date experience and a bad first date experience.
Good first date experience and a bad first date experience.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trying to think like the last time I really been on like a date. Like, kind of thing. I know this is bad, y'all. I'm trying to think the last time I've been on a date, y'all. This is bad.
Trust me, you're not the only one.
Because I'm like, crap. Like, damn, wow, wait a minute, you girl, whoa, hold up, wait a minute.
Honey, want me to go first?
Yeah, because I'm over here, like, because go ahead.
I'm going to try my best, because I haven't had, honestly, I'm going to be honest, y'all, I haven't had an actual date since 2019. No, I'm not lying, 2020. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's been a while for me. But a good first day experience. You know, you oddly for me, we go out to eat or something, have a good conversation, and if the conversation is really good to the point that it's still my, you know, it's still my mind, is I call that a really good experience. And majority of the time, I like going out to dinners, and I like going to like walk around the park, because that way you can really get intimate with somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And really see, like, how things go, basically, you know? Stuff like that.
Okay, so you said yours is, like, okay, going out to eat, or not, you know what, honestly, though, I actually, like, how you said, like, going to the park or something,
yeah.
Like, I want to do something that we could be interactive, so whether whether it's axe throwing, if it's bowling, if it's playing miniature golf or something, and then we can always like get food either wherever we are at afterwards. Yeah. That's also fine too. It you know, it doesn't have to be so. Never mind, because we're gonna get to that topic too. But yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I remember one first date. You know, I took this person out, and I believe it was to, you know, someone to get out to dinner, Thai restaurant. And the conversation from that was really good. It made me just wanted to get to know this person more. And we pretty much just walk around, and it was a cool night, you know? But if I had to say a bad date experience, it was, you know, walking around, stuff like that. And we walk around the park. It was to the point that we were supposed to go to dinner, but we lost too much track of time. So we were just talking and stuff. And I felt like the conversation with that person just wasn't going anywhere, and she started showing herself to the point that it kind of turned me off. And then when I wanted to just turn to, you know, end the day early, she basically got upset to the point that she got upset, like angry. I started being disrespectful. Like, oh no, nah. So I'm glad. I like, oh yeah, I'm glad I thought to build it. especially on the first date, that was a bad first date experience.
I mean, I've had dates where it's like, as you said, like the conversation is just like, okay, like nothing is forced, or like they're not, and I can say I'm a talkative person, but I also want to, like, if I'm actually like, please don't word me on a date, like one word answers will drive me up the wall. I don't care who you are, but especially on a date, it's like yes, no, I don't know, maybe, blue, gold, sometimes, today, tomorrow, next week. It's like, then why did you ask me out? Brother.
I'm gonna add to that. Also, when the conversation is one-sided, if I'm the only one that interacted, you're not really giving me, like you just said, like the one right answers, or you're not giving me a response to the point that you don't seem interested, then I got a few of those things too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or if you're on your phone the whole entire
Thank you, my lord.
That will stress me out. Like, don't get, and I will always, like, if I know I have something going on, I will always let the person know, like, hey, like, if I have a call, do you mind if I step out? And things of that nature. But, like, I don't like having, if we're out to dinner, per se, I don't like having my phone on the table. I like, it would be in my bag. It, obviously, my bag is next to me, and so on and so forth, and things of that nature. But if you consistently and constantly looking at your phone, it's either one, you bored. Two, you probably got a girlfriend. She probably calling and text you, or a wife. And I've had that experience. And just like, okay, brother, you don't want to be here.
I'm not gonna hold you. I am a person that always be on my phone, but I never on my phone when it comes to a date, though.
I mean, it's one thing, like, if I'm with my friends, we'll kind of hanging out to my house and we're on the living room, on our phones. But, like, if I'm spending, like, actual time with someone, I'm not gonna be on my phone. I'm gonna try my best. It is hard for me just because with the work that I do, sometimes I always say if I get I have to, you know, be on, not on call, that's not the word I want to use, but I've really been mindful of being in the moment and not being on my phone all the time, you know, and it's something I'm still working on. But especially if I want to date with you and you're looking at your phone and listen, I got an Apple Watch too, and I know sometimes I'd be like, I see you with an Apple Watch, don't do it, sir. You know, whoever, don't do it. But
I agree with that as well. But you probably already answered some, but I'm gonna ask you again. What are your favorite spots or favorite thing to do on a first date?
Again, like something that's interesting. I don't like the one thing, not that I don't like it as a first date, but to me, like going to the movies and out to eat, I guess it's like, oh, we go to the movies and then we can talk about the movie and get to talk about each other. But I'm not a big movie person on a first date. I'm really not. Like, I think when I was younger, it was cool. But now I'm like, I want to spend 2 hours in silence. I'm just staying at home. But it's either, as I said, you know, like, we can take a walk around the park, or we can meet, somewhere neutral. Let's, you know, is there a track by you? Is a park by you? Is there something? Okay, let's go take a walk. We can have a picnic in the park, and you know, have a picnic, get some food, you know, and just kind of talk and vibe, get some easels and paint. And like, I know, y'all, I'm corny. I know. Yes, the same thing. It's corny. I know. Yes. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Love y'all too. Axe throwing, bowling. I don't know, would I go to the gun range on the first date? Yes, I like to go to the gun range, y'all. Yes, I love doing that. But I go on the first date. I don't know if I want to go with a dude that don't know. Maybe I'll think about it. I don't know if I would call it a date, though. Was it a date? Never mind, go talk about that. No, because okay, so I'll say it. So, like, I was talking to someone, like, this was years ago, and like, we were just talking and vibing. It was like, when I was like, oh, what you doing? Nothing. Like, oh, he was like, oh, I gotta go to Target. I'm like, oh, yeah, he was like, yeah, I gotta get my car wash. I gotta go to Target. I'm like, oh, you gotta go to Target. And so, long story short, we ended up meeting at a mutual Target, and literally, like, we ended up like Target, we shopped. We got his car washed. We ran errands. Like you would have thought we were together, but we just was talking and laughing and having fun. We got the car washed. We got food. And it was just one of those like non-pressure type of dates. Like, I think sometimes as a first date, again, like Mr. Gentleman said, it's like, you know, you're being a representative of yourself and there's so much pressure. But literally, I told him, I was like, yo, I got leggings on, a hoodie. Well, girls, you know, you got to keep it cute. So, you know, we got the little stash, and, you know, keep it cute. But it was just like, it was no pressure. And I was like, yo, that was like the best time that me and him had. And I was like, yo, me and him, and it was no pressure. We were able to be silly and then was in the car singing songs with each other. It was just, it was dope. It was cool. But again, this was like years and years. Well, I'm not that old, but yeah. but yeah, just something that we can talk and communicate. But I just feel like taking me on a first date to a movie, I don't, I'm not a fan of that. I'm sorry. I'm really not. Really not.
I used to be a fan of that, but not really anymore.
I think when we were younger. When you were a teenager and then your early 20s, okay, that works, you know. Go to the movies, go to Red Lobster or Olive Garden or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a fact,
but now it's like, you know, let's do like a, a, a paint and sip something, or, you know, I want to like do something that's interactive. We can have fun. Let's make candles and like stuff like, I'm dropping gems. Gentlemen, start writing. There's stuff all around. Well, especially probably every state, but definitely New York City. Y'all got painting pours in Harlem. Y'all got the candle making. I want to say in Brooklyn. There's a bunch of stuff that y'all can do. You want to, hello, wake it up.
Yeah, but you pretty much answered the question about, you know, stuff that because day spots, you know, I like bowling, and I like walking the park. I do like the picnic. I mean, taking y'all out to dinner for a date.
But you know what, too? But they also have spots. But not even, but they also have, so I understand the idea of that, but there's places that you can do that's like cooking classes. So y'all can actually cook dinner together. So that's I think you can like think outside the box. Like, it's so easy to make reservations and go sit with someone, and not saying, and don't get me wrong, I love food, I like to eat. But you can also make it a different type of experience. Like, someone can be like, oh, I'm gonna take you out to eat. But the one that's like, you know what, let's go to this cooking class, we can make our whole meal together and sit and eat it. Like, that's it. You know, that's a dope experience.
I know it is. And I gotta hold you. I know for me, though, when it comes to first dates, so for me, I usually keep it simple because, you know, I still try to get to know the person and stuff like that. And you just don't know if they're going to work out after. That's why I keep it simple. But then if things happen to you later, then I go hard. But I go hard.
But I also feel like taking someone out to dinner, anyone can do that. But if you're like, yo, I'm gonna take this young lady, I'm gonna take Vienna out, and we're gonna go to this cooking class together and do that, I'm gonna be like, oh. And if we've been talking for a while and you're like, okay, well, she mentioned in the universe, I'm gonna manifest this for the universe, I've been wanting to take a sushi making classes. So you're like, you know what, she's been saying like, oh, she loves sushi, you know what, oh, I found a sushi making spot. Okay, we can go learn how to do that together. There's a place in Astoria or Long Island City that you can make your own. There's places, I'm telling you, y'all, that y'all can make your own pizza together and have an experience. It's like you have to think outside the box. It's so easy to take someone to, you know, Ruth Chris or Capitol Grill or whatever steakhouse and sit there. I mean, that's cool and dandy and all, but make it an experience. You know, how can you make it an experience?
I know for me, I wouldn't take them to no places. That would be. I'm an intimate guy, so you know, I'm an intimate guy. Something special after, you know. So, and that could be just dinner, of course, but I always do something, you know, special.
But again, I'm saying like, but how can you make it? Again, it's easy to take someone out to dinner, and what I'm saying is, again, if you're like, all right, let's just go out, it's because I might not be every type of guy. But again, if you are like, you know what, I want to make it a little different, a little like, special. How can I flip it? You know what?
That's what I meant. I could be romantic on one too. It's been a while. I'd rather the fun interacting dates though. You know, like the fun, like I'd rather have fun with somebody on the first date. Like bowling, maybe a museum or park and stuff like that, or even like a movie park. So yeah, like something fun. I'd rather do something fun on the first day, honestly.
Make sure if you go to a music park and you wear a wig, make sure you have that gossip bee, because ain't nobody got time for wigs falling off and flying off. Baby, okay, as one of the presidents of, you know, we like magic hair, always make sure, so I'm going to a music park, have that gossip bee, have a scarf with you, or just give it to God.
but what about places that you shouldn't take on a first date?
Places you shouldn't take me on a first date. See your mama's house and meet her. Don't take me to your family barbecue on the first date.
No, I'm not a fan of that either. I don't like.
I've known some people who've been experienced that.
I heard people did that. Yeah. Okay, Randall, how you feel about a club date for the first date?
A club or a lounge?
Oh, lounge.
I don't mind a lounge. I don't. Well, you know, I'm the hookah mommy. You've been a while. But, I mean, if it's like an intimate lounge or like a jazz bar or something, and something like, I mean, now I'm showing my age, but like, if it was, if you try to have me in the middle of, I don't even, club with the Amadeus as a first date, please no. If it's like a lounge and like we just kind of chilling, like got music playing, you know, we're in the corner having drinks and talking and vibing, that's fine. But please, no, don't take me to the club as a first date. And then, because you know why? I'm going to feel like taking me to the club on a first date is, one, is obviously you probably know people there. One, I'm going to feel like it's like a walking spectacle. And it's almost like you're trying to seek approval from, like, I don't want that. A first date, it should be about not being intimate, but it's like the time with you and that person.
Exactly. I agree with that. And I agree. You know? I don't mean club date, no. That's not me. No. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing, let's say, okay, we go on our date with each other and you're like, you know, hey, or even dates, days leading up to the first date, you're like, okay, well, I want to go out with you Friday, but I might just have to stop somewhere. It's my friend's birthday, so on and so forth. Then give me the option, like, go there first or, you know, okay, you know, I'll come in. But don't, I'm not expecting this.
No family functions, no club, no going to people's houses.
I don't want to run into your kids.
None of that for the first day. I agree with that. But but here's the thing. So this is why I want to do this episode. So a couple months ago, it was this viral list that came out called groups of ladies list places men should not take their girl on a first date. And, you know, I know this happened like a couple months ago, but this list came back out on Valentine's Day. So I feel like I wanted to really talk about this list. I'm going to read the stuff on this list. So we got Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili, Chipotle, Olive Garden, The Movies, Your House, and Her House. Any food chain, bad food chain, Buffalo Round Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet, IHOP, Denny, the gym, church, Starbucks, coffee dates, ice cream dates, family function, movie nights, Netflix, Hulu, and etc. Somewhere that required long distance, bowling, nightclub, hookah bar, a bar for just drinks, Marble House and sports events. So hearing that list, Ms. Vanna,
I wanted to start interjecting, but you started going too fast.
Oh, you're my bad.
So one, okay.
Do you agree with anything on this list? Everything on this list or what?
No, some of them I was like, we said church dates, no family functions. What else was there? So this number one, Cheesecake Factory, I love their bread. That brown bread is...
I'm gonna read it again, but I'm gonna read it slower.
Okay, so let's go one by one, and I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
I got it. How both of us feel as we go down. Let's do that. So first one with Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. You can take
you there?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
I mean, sure, why not? I agree with that. Applebee's.
I don't like Applebee's in general. I just don't like Applebee's. It's not even about. I just don't like food.
I mean, I'm not for a first date. No, I would never fan of Applebee's for a first date. That was just me, though. That was just me.
But hold on. Let me just, and we're going to pause and then continue, y'all. I feel like sometimes, and you guys can let us know in the comments and so on and so forth, DMs. I think sometimes the pressure is, and I feel like this is going to tap into the conversation where another question that's going to come up, is that there's so much pressure on how much money you should be spending on the first date.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's a thing too. Yeah, that's a thing. I agree with that.
And don't get me wrong. Like, there are people that's like, I can blow a bag or two or stock on the first date. had some great first dates where I didn't expect for it went from dinner to back in the day, ended up in Sin City, just living the best life. And the shit was like, how did this happen as a first date? But you know what, God? The universe. But I feel like it's really unfortunate, and I really feel bad for guys. In general, because then, you know, you gotta also think about the LGBTQ, I don't know all that acronyms. But yeah. I feel bad because there's so much pressure on how much money needs to be spent on a first date. And, you know, obviously you want to wine and dine this person and so on, and show them, like, you're Aladdin and she's Princess Jasmine. I get it. You know, but also, I think that if someone genuinely wants to spend time with you and you're building that connection, if you're like, hey, you know, are you comfortable if we go here? You know, like right now, like it's all about transparency. And unfortunately right now we live in a day and age where people are not comfortable with being transparent because they're afraid of being judged.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. And it's really sad sometimes where, you know, good guys are getting shot. I'm only speaking for myself. Like, good guys are getting shot down just because he didn't spend a couple hundreds on a first date. Anyone that wants to be in your space, anyone that wants to be around you, is automatically should be a check.
Yeah.
Like a check mark, you know? Yeah. So when I say Applebee's, like, not that, ugh, Applebee's, ugh, I don't like Applebee's food. I just personally don't like it. If your budget is Applebee's, take me to Fridays. I would definitely go to Fridays. Take me to Fridays. Hell, take me to... And I remember when people used to snob BBQs, like, oh, as a first date. I mean, listen, even me right now, give me, what, some sticky wings? And what?
Of course.
Brother.
Of course.
Brother. Yes. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. So I think that we have to stop being in the mentality of thinking that the amount of money that's spent should equal how much a person, like, whatever, because you don't know everyone's budget, and I don't think that's fair. Things like that. But yeah, I just don't like Applebee's. The thing is, Fridays. Please don't do that.
Not agree, because I can hold you. Dana generation really got harder. Stuff proven based on this list. Dana generation mm-hmm. got really harder, especially for guys, because, you know, it's the lady expectation is way high. But we're gonna get more. I'm gonna hold that. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get more to that. But also Applebee, I'm not a big fan of Applebee anyway, so I wouldn't do it. If the girl want to go, then that's a different story. I think that's the case, but I don't take girls on Applebee's for dates. That is me.
Yeah.
I never like Applebee's.
Yeah. Just take me to Friday.
Yeah. All right, what about Chili's?
I haven't had Chili's in years, so I don't know if I could say a yes to no to that, but I just never, I don't know, because I just haven't had it in quite some time.
I mean, I can't answer that because I never had chili like that. So
yeah, like it's been like literally like I would have to be in my 20s for that.
Yeah, Chipotle.
I like Qdoba better. Here I go. That's why you don't pick it. But I mean, if that's their budget, that's why I feel like. That's how I feel like everyone it can go either here or there with this with that conversation.
Yeah, yes, pretty much. I mean, like I said, I like the food, but I wouldn't do it for a first date. But like I said, if the girl want to, because it's a person, if the girl says she in the mood for that, then I'm like, I guess. But that's really it, really.
I mean, if that's what that person wants, but it's all about knowing. That's why you have to have those conversations, because maybe that's what, you know, that person likes. Or maybe, okay, well, even if it do, it's like, all right, well, I don't want to take it to Chipotle. What's somewhere else I can take her? Maybe I can find an authentic Mexican restaurant, you know, and take her there. Like, you know, you can improvise. So It's all about improvisation. That's not a word, y'all. That's not a word.
So you know what? I'm not gonna go through the whole list. I'm gonna be selected or something because some of the answers, like I said, that we got is like I wouldn't take them, but if the person wanna go, the girl wanna go, then yeah. So I'm gonna be selected. So let's see the movies.
Okay, so I said no earlier, but there was a point where I went on a first date with someone to go see Avengers. Was it Endgame? Because we both like Marvel, so that's kind of different. And we both literally went the weekend that it opened, and we like had like matching we were corny. We both had Marvel t-shirts on and everything, so that's kind of different. But again, it's just like you're spending what 2.5-3 hours not speaking, unless another gem, guys, gentlemen, you're going to a 4DX theater, which is the experience. It's an experience like the seats are moving. Like I saw Godzilla in 4DX, the seats was moving. We get sprayed with water. I was like, not my weed, but it was an experience with the person that I was with. So it was cool. So yeah, but I mean, it depends. It depends.
For me, I probably still will. But it gotta be a dine-in movie theater, the movie theater where they give you food and stuff like that.
Oh, you're talking about the AMC dine-in theater. Yes. And those are dope too. Those are really cool too. But nowadays, you can just sneak sneak food in now because they don't have people that check your bag. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, but also some of those places also got bars too, so you could go after the movie, you go to the bar and talk because they're there. So yeah, I mean, I would do that.
And again, why do all that when never mind, I'm not going to even give up. Nope. Come on. I'm not going to do it.
Alright.
Listen, ladies, if you can definitely just have a our bags are big for a reason, so you can just easy finagle the whole situation. That actually might be fun. Like, oh, it's mysterious. Like, everyone's over here eating. Well, no, because AMC, they have decent food, but then you walking in, because I definitely have finagled some Five Guys, me and somebody, Five Guys, a nice little, yeah. Never mind, y'all. Continue.
I'm about to X out a lot of this stuff right now. What about any fast food chain? Any fast food chain?
Because I don't. No, I'm sorry. For me, no, no. Mm-mm.
No, I wouldn't either. No, that's enough for me.
Mm-mm. All
right, what about IHOP?
A breakfast date? I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
If it's breakfast, I'm like, oh, let's just go grab some breakfast or something. Or like if we're near like a diner or something that's close to the two of us, or we can meet in the middle. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right, what about coffee dates?
Let's go to Starbucks.
Yeah, I feel like this is stupid to be on this list. I'm sorry. Come on. We don't go for coffee. Sure, that's a coffee
thing. Yeah, because I feel like with that, it's one of those things that you're not tied down time-wise, and that if like you guys can grab, or because you don't have to drink coffee. Starbucks has tea. They have plenty of other things you can have. So, and you're not really restricted, like not restricted, but if it's like, okay, well, this is cool, then you guys can leave mutually, versus if it's something else, you're kind of like stuck until you're stuck, unstuck.
And what about eye cream dates?
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold you. Some of these stuff on this list is stupid. Shouldn't even be on this list. I agree. Some of these stuff on this list shouldn't even be on this list. Eye cream dates should not be on this list. Coffee dates should not be on this list.
Why do you feel like that?
Because I felt like those are good places to take out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say, if you want to go on an eye cream date in the summertime, that's nice. This list is saying places you should not take on. That men should not take a woman on a date. I feel like eye cream dates, coffee dates should not be on this list. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, especially in the summertime, if you want to go to Ralph, and Ralph or whatever, and then go, if you're, depending on where you are, if you buy water, you try to walk around, look at the water, and talk. What's the issue?
Yeah. Okay. Also, they also got water on the list. Like, why is Bull on the list? They must have don't want to have fun. Like,
I kind of feel like that list was created by. Like the Kevin Samuels of females. I don't want to know. Maybe that's and again, ladies, and I always say y'all can come to me in the comments. I'd be like, really, girl? But again, like my thing is that like I've always been transparent. The fact of the matter is that I've had amazing like blue spin bread, but I just don't feel like you don't have to be so extra on the first date. You know, obviously, if you tell me, okay, this is where we're going, and okay, then, you know, I can switch the mood, but it don't have to, I'll be feeling bad for y'all brothers. I really do. I really do.
I told you, man, they and the generations are different, man.
It's really ghetto here.
But I appreciate the woman who actually okay with doing stuff like coffee dates, ice cream dates, and, you know, having fun bowling and stuff like that. Or sometimes like a walk in the park. I appreciate those types of women. You know, because Hilbert made this list. I mean, even though I agree with some of them. I agree with some stuff on the list. I don't agree with everything on this list because it's stupid.
I'm not going to hold you like the bowling one. I'm going to look at you a little crazy because I'm going to bowl a little. No, I'm the only reason why, and y'all going to judge me, and I'm not being superficial. I'm going to look at y'all. I'm going to look at you like, really? But I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw the ball crazy because of my nails. But I'm gonna still do it. I'm gonna be a team player. I might just ask for the bumper to be up, and I might ask for the little children's stuff. But I'm gonna still do it. Like I might be like, if I break a nail, you gonna pay for it? I'm joking. It's all a joke. But I am gonna be like, I'm gonna be like, sir. But I'm gonna still do it. You know why not?
Yeah, but I go, look at this list. It's funny. It's weird. I mean, I know three stuff on this list. I do agree that it should be on this list. I do agree with, you know, going to somebody's house for a first date. I do agree with family function. I do agree with church. Mm-mm. I do agree with the gym.
But also, everyone has their niche. So if you do have granted, I'm working out and stuff, but when I've been like, I mean, oh, like it's. It'll be different if like you're like if I'm at the gym and we live around the area and you're like I'll meet you, but what I consider a date, I don't know, because it's I don't know, like, yeah. But I mean, but some people that might be their thing, like if they are really into working out and things of that nature, that just might be their niche.
So I've actually two more things on this list, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
So somewhere that requires long distance.
Road trip?
Yeah. Well, I guess that what they're implying.
So I mean, I have. I'm trying to think. I'm actually guilty of doing that. I have actually taken a road trip with someone, and like we talked and ended up like a week and a half, 2 weeks later, we ended up in AC for the weekend.
So you think that should be on the list or what? Nah.
I mean, for some people it is, but again, if you're vibing with someone and you're enjoying their company and their time, then you know it is what it is.
I mean, I don't know. I might have to go back to this one. That's the only one that I might have to come back to. And the last one I'm gonna ask is nightclub / hookah bars.
Well, you know what the vibes are. You know, I'm the hookah mommy, so I don't mind that. But nightclub, no.
Yeah, I agree. I guess if she wanna do hookah, then sure, I don't mind it. Bars, club definitely. Yeah, definitely no for me. That definitely no for me. All right, so now to the next one is, how do you feel about expensive dates? Expensive first dates, I should say. Meaning like a vacation or something like that. Something that costs like a whole lot of money. How do you feel about those expensive first dates?
I watch a lot of Lifetime movies. I watch a lot of Criminal Minds, Law & Order, ID Channel. And I don't know. Like, for me, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. But nothing that could have happened 6 months later either. I just, oh, No, but then again, I just said I definitely went away with somebody. It was like a joking moment. It was like one of those like, I was like, let's go to AC. But it was like jokingly, we were hanging out. I was like, let's go to AC.
Anyway, well, I think that's a little different, I did that with this, that was like more in the moment. I mean like, say for example, when you talk to somebody and somebody like, yo, I'm gonna take you out, and next, you know, at a random, I'm gonna take you to I'm gonna fly you on the plane at a random,
I'm getting flued out. Now for some, now we don't want to offend people, for some people that's their thing, they want to get flued out, that's their thing. I just don't think for me that's next question.
Okay, got it. I know for me, will I do that for somebody on the first date? No, I wouldn't. Sorry, I don't know me. I gotta know you to do something like that. I'm sorry, I can't do that for somebody I barely know, and then we're doing that, and it just don't work out later. Like, I don't know. And I'm sorry, but this generation of dating, they think like that. They like stuff like that. They want people to spend a lot of money on a first date. They want people to fly them out to a vacation on the first date. How would that work? You don't even know the person, you know? I'm sorry,
That's almost like, I saw a post, I think we all seen posts like that on Instagram, where it's like, if a guy flies a girl out, is she obligated to sleep with him? But that's a whole other conversation. So, but you know what? Well, we'll cross that bridge in a second.
Not for the first date. I would not, you know, pay for no special date, especially if it's somebody that I knew it's not gonna work out with. No, that's just me. Sorry, Lee. That's just me. On the first date, who should pay for the first date? The men or the women?
Oh, boy.
Women to go first?
Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
So you know what? For the way I was raised, no matter what, the men should always pay for the first date. No matter what. I'm sorry. No matter what, the men should always pay. Even that's just me. That's just me. I'm sorry. That's just me. It should be no other way than that.
I mean, okay, so if that's the case, if a man's gonna pay, I'm gonna at least see the tip.
Okay, they're not different.
But then also, I'm gonna shut up. Nope, because I'm not gonna get attacked.
I'm not gonna get attacked. So even when the girls say, I pay for it, I always tell them no. That's always me.
I'm that person. I can be like, oh, I got it. It's fine. And you know, if you say no. I just contradicted myself just now because I just thought about something. Not just now. I just reflected on, like, well, that's not a. I contradicted myself on that last question or something, and I just thought about something. Never mind. Never mind, y'all. We gonna revisit. Never mind, because I just. Never mind. Okay, here's the thing though. Okay, here's the thing. Let's go back. So remember how you said if someone flies you out expensive or somewhere else. But what if, let's say, hypothetically speaking, if you're talking to someone that doesn't live in the same state as you, they offer to either fly you out, put you up in a hotel, so on and so forth. Do you say yes or no? If that's technically that's your first official date or meet, how does that, or do you pay for your own? Well, you're a dude. Like, that's the question.
That's a hard one. I get it. That's a hard one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, dang, if you're talking in long distance thing, okay, that's different. Jeez, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'll talk about you in the same state. And you just randomly go on vacation for a first date.
But now I'm thinking, like, if you live in Vegas, I don't know why I just thought about Vegas. And you're like, okay, I want you to come out here. Don't worry, I'm gonna get your flight. I'll pay for your flight, so on and so forth. Get your hotel, things of that nature. Then, I mean, with the, how do But it's like 90 Day Fiance. Like,
oh gosh.
I just, because I had to, you know why I had to think about that really quickly? Because I just had a conversation with someone. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Because technically speaking, I had to, like, that would technically be a, yeah. How does, yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I had a moment. Man, I had a moment.
That's cool. It's cool.
But we got, yeah, ladies, wait, ladies, let me know. Like, what are y'all, like, how do y'all think that works? Well, ladies and gentlemen, hope y'all, everybody.
Don't worry. We were leaving in the poll of, you know, about first day two. We got you. And last one, I got one more question to ask you. So, how do you feel about sex on the first date? And have you ever done that?
So, I'm going to just say one thing. Well, two things. I'm going to always be transparent. I'm going to be honest. And I've done it. I don't judge nobody. Everyone is, well, for the most part, you grown. If you have a vibe with somebody and it happens, it happens. I don't believe in shaming anyone on what they do. I've done it, yep. And I have. I don't know who's going to hear this, Lord Jesus. I'm not Jesus. I don't want to say Lord Jesus talking about sex in the first date. But, I mean, stuff happens. You know, you'll happen, and then 6 months later, 2 years later, 5 years later, you in a whole relationship, married with a kid. Who knows? So
I don't.
I don't knock it. I mean, if it happens, it's your body, your choice.
Yeah, that's a fact. For me, how do I feel about sex on first date? I mean, I don't think it's an issue with it. I mean, if you and the person have some kind of connection, and if you have some kind of connection, yeah, sure, why not do it? You know, I mean, sometimes it happens. Like you said, it just happens to the point that you have a strong connection. You have, the chemistry could be so strong that you end up doing that. And I definitely did have it. I have it to me before, so.
You know how you have that sound effect? I'm shocked. Guys, I'm not even being sarcastic or funny. I'm actually shocked because he's the last person that I would think that would ever admit that. Like, me, you guys know I'm a wild boy. For him?
Oh, stuff happened.
Probably
the one of the most important things I said on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, stuff happens. Sometimes, if you have a connection with somebody, stuff happens, you know?
You go from making out to the club to sex for the first date. Wow.
But in order for me to get to that point, I gotta have a real connection with that person, basically. So yeah, that's pretty much the only way that it would happen, basically. If the connection is so strong and so undeniable, you know. Yes.
Oh, I'm definitely guilty of charge. I'm really like, wait a minute, I'm definitely guilty of charge.
But, you know, on that note, this week's episode of Mr. Gentleman, Light That Pocket Presents, Date Night Talk Podcast. You know, this was a fun episode. Of course, thank you, Ms. Vanna, for doing this show with me again. You know, we are back.
No, it's always a pleasure to, you know, link up with my favorite Mr. Gentleman. And he doesn't even have to ask. You guys know how to find me on Instagram at Vanna, VANNA_BEE. So you can find me there. Just look out. Hopefully within the next, things are bubbling on this side of the world. But definitely hit me up, follow, hit the DMs.
Y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman, Light That Pocket Presents, Date Night Talk Pocket with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursdays, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Chill! Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Thanks to my co-host, Mr. Vanna B, as always, for doing the show with me. You already know it's always a good time when we do the show together, and I look forward to many more. And y'all already know where y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Every Sunday for the main series, and every Thursdays for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself, with Vanna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show, myself and the Star Riding Rod, every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m., You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show, 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe to me on YouTube at Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want me to guest on the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, ken_Mr. Gentleman, gentleman, and we can set something up. I am still looking for guests for the main series and Spin-Off Series Thursday shows. Y'all can add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod Kids and many independent podcasters. You see what everybody listens to. We rate each other's shows and we have the charts. And at the time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Like the Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. Go to the recording. We are number 7 on the top 100 shows, and number 5 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are through number 1. We've been number 1 for 28 days. 28 days. Thank you, everybody. And for top 100 episodes, we are number 6 on the normal and indie charts. For episode 139, The Entrepreneur Life by Alejandro Carr. Thank you to listen to this episode, and let's continue to get the episode to number 1. And once again, thank you for continuing to listen to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You can also check me out on the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Eric Kito Sand, the Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mal, the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesday at 12 p.m. You can check out other show from the premiere Powerverse, King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron. King Talk Sands every Fridays at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, every Mondays at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogies, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Support all shows in the premiere Powerverse. And check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. Y'all can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Y'all can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. From the audio version, from Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, from the Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day, and many more. Check out every guest that's been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. All 67 guests that been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on. More guest appearances coming real soon. And check out the official merch store of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Or you can buy it through the website. We have hoodies, mugs, shirts, and many more. Support the Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast merch store so we could upgrade your Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast listening experience. And check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Coming up, we have another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast main series with special guest Janie Ho, discussing being a journalist and a tech girl in NYC. Also, we have another episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Mr. Vanna B every second and third Thursdays, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Have a good day or night, wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hey everyone, this is Chewy, host of Screaming Chewy Show. And hey, what is this you're listening to right now with very inspirational content and music? Amazing. You're listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.